we have Congressman Boggs.
Hey, yo.
Just a moment, sir.
All right.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, Mr. President.
Liz Carpenter told Lady Bird, and Lindy told her, that you told her that Dick Russell would make a seconding speech to his heir.
Mm-hmm.
I had the governor call him and ask him to be a member of the delegation. He said he just couldn't do it, that he was so busy reading this Warren Commission report, he hadn't had time to read it, and he just couldn't go to the convention.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking yesterday to, Charlie Wellness, top fella, very sensible young man from Atlanta. And it just happened that we were watching Governor Sanders of Georgia make that very sensible statement he made after the Georgia delegation was named. And this young man said to me that it was their feeling that if you asked Dick Russell to second your nomination, that he'd do it.
Well, he don't know Dick Russell. That's the difference, you see. I know him better. Dick doesn't ever go to a convention. Want to. I forced him to go in 1960.
Yes.
1956, out of Chicago.
Yes.
He just got in a room, and he was so ill at ease that he got a few drinks and never would get out.
Yeah.
he sets his experience in Chicago back in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
He's never wanted to be around one.
Mm-hmm.
We asked him to go. The governor begged him to go. And Talmadge, too, and both of them refused to go. So I just, I wanted to be sure that I wasn't acting in the dark, that maybe you had something direct from him. But I had lunch with him at the White House Saturday.
Yes.
His nephew's coming up here to see me this weekend. But he's not ever going to agree to do that. As a matter of fact, I think that he'll probably vote for me, but he feels obligated to Goldwater for helping him on culture and helping him on other things. I think that he would feel like he were a traitor if he ran out of it.
Well, of course, the main point, Mr. President, I think if John Connally nominates you, that's perfect. But if we could get one fella from this group, of course, Dick Russell would be the ideal man. But if we could just get one, it would be very helpful.
That's right.
Of course, Hammond would be wonderful if he would do it. Now, I'm told that he's going to this interparliamentary union thing in Copenhagen.
Either one of them will do it, and they like Eastland Spinish, they like Ellender. They've got to make their record that they can't be for a man who's supported civil rights.
Ellender came out with a fine statement for you.
He made an excellent one about what I said in New York, but he didn't come out and say that he likes any president.
He did so. He said he's going to vote for you and that you would be elected.
Well, maybe so, but he won't go to the convention say so.
No.
I saw a summary of it. Of they using Ellender, Russell, Talmadge, Eastland, Spanish, Sparkman, Hill, all to show that the Southern senators won't go to the convention for me. And they've gone and got them all to commit themselves.
Well, of course, they're making a big mistake.
I agree with that. I agree. I'll do all I can to get somebody.
Right.
I think it's wonderful.
Okay, Mr. President.
Yes.